Cemetery.
News time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
The first ever Florida Man Games will feature beer belly wrestling.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news, it's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Howdy there.
Howdy. Well, it is news time, guys, and we start with an odd story. Story of, it's one of those that no one was hurt in the making of this story.
Okay, that's good.
But it is just odd. And you think, well, why people got to do that? A woman was hit with a trespassing charge after she allegedly entered an elderly woman's home in Florida. Mm-hmm. Naples, Florida is where this happened.
Okay.
Natalie Lynn Slavik is the woman's name. She did not know the homeowner, but she's like, oh, I've always admired that house.
That's a nice house. I wonder what it looks like on the inside.
She has a pool, the whole deal. She knows what's up. So she just walked into the house and said to the lady, hi, and gave her a big hug.
Oh, boy.
And then made herself comfortable by sitting on a living room chair and
weird.
And said, I'm going to lay down on the bed for a little bit if you don't mind. And then the elderly woman, obviously was trying to call 911, but she also was trying to be cautious because she didn't know if this woman was going to snap, you know, if she... So she waited till the woman went outside to swim in her pool.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's when she called officers.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Now, the lady, according to police, is a social media personality who promotes...
what does she do? God. Try it again.
Posts promotional videos. It wasn't that hard, was it?
It seemed easier the second time.
She has a long problem with the law where she does stupid stuff all the time, trespassing, whatever else.
And?
There's a stranger in my house. Sorry, Jay. I was trying to identify this song.
You got it now, right?
Stop me right there. It was like, stop me in my tracks. One of the greatest intros of a song ever.
This is great. To understand. It is a great one, yeah. It's long, too.
I swear I feel the presence of Ronnie Millsap.
There's a stranger in my house. Somebody here that I can't see.
It's an ironic line.
The lady, guess what? She got arrested for trespassing and all the other things.
So she was just doing it for a social media video?
Well, that's what's weird is that they don't know that she was, but that she does do social media videos. But she just did this because she wanted to check it. Now, when you come in and you hug an elderly woman.
Yeah.
The elderly woman's probably like,
is this somebody I don't remember? Yeah.
I'll give you a chance for a while. Here, let's see how this goes.
So weird.
And then you realize, no, get out of here.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Get out of here. By the way, I do this story to tell you that the number one way people get into your home and break into homes is through an unlocked door.
Sure. Makes sense.
And they're saying that. That's the number one thing you need to do is lock your door during the daytime, whatever.
Yeah,
leave it unlocked.
Sure.
And intruders just come right in. 80% of break-ins happen by not even breaking in, just
they
coming
just walk
through
in.
A door.
Yeah, they're walking
Isn't,
in.
Yeah. That surprised me.
I can see it because, you know, you're like, well, it's daytime. I'm going in and out of the house. I'm doing stuff. And yeah.
Are you... Always, I've had to become a very big door checker.
Yeah, I'm weird about it.
Because when it was just me, I never worried about it. But now my granddaughter, she's pretty good about locking it most of the time. But every once in a while, she tries to go out the door and go play outside, and her dad's like, get back in here.
Right.
And, you know, dads are. And sometimes she'll just run back in and not lock it.
Gosh darn parenting anyway.
So, yeah, I'm now doing the thing that I have a feeling you do, Jay. I used to do it when I had my, you know, my big house. You just walk around and make sure every single door is
locked.
The good
news, I have two 90-plus-pound dogs, and one of them is very non-social. So, yeah, she takes care of anything and everything, almost too much. But,
she
yeah.
bark if anybody
Oh, man, anywhere
enter.
Close, yeah.
What about sleeping?
Same. She lays right next to the door.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Okay.
She literally lays next
but
to the door.
But do you go around and check all the doors? I'm assuming you have quite
you
a few doors
me?
At your house. You do, right?
What, do you not know who I am?
Okay, well, I was just making sure.
What is happening right now?
Because, Jay, that's, I mean, I would do the same thing, and it, I hated going downstairs to the slider.
Because you're afraid of the basement?
Yes.
What are you, seven?
And I was scared, and I was like, eh. Plus, then I had to go up two flights of stairs to get back to my bedroom.
How fast do you run up the stairs when you're the last one out of the basement?
You can't. People who just walk up those, you're crazy.
I'm going to tell you what. Steve, do you walk up stairs? Would you? Or I mean, you don't have stairs at your place, but you understand that what we're talking about.
Oh, I would. Usain Bolt up those stairs.
Yes, absolutely.
You remember the movie, is it Tremors?
There is a movie named Tremors.
That,
I don't
that
know
Reba's
it very
in?
Well. Yeah, that could be.
Is that the one that Reba's in? Where the like giant snakes are underground?
Wow, Jay, I do not know. Kevin Bacon is in Tremors.
Okay, is that the one I'm thinking of though? I think they come from underground.
I don't remember Reba being in that one.
Gosh dang it. Now I gotta look. Yeah, she's in it. She's okay. in it, yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
That was a long time ago.
You think? And I mean,
didn't realize Reba acted that long.
1990.
Ago. Okay.
And, you know, they come up from underground, they eat you. And I'm not going to lie. Within the last 6 months, here's the thing on a basement, and maybe yours did this too. It has, what do they call those light switches that are on, you can have, you know, there's two of them that,
dimmers?
Run, that run the same light.
Oh, no, yeah, where it's, I don't know what they call
but,
them.
But, you know, like at the top stairs
the top
and the bottom
stairs,
Right,
yeah.
The switch can turn the same light on. Well, I can't have the switch up at the top of the stairs and the light off. You know what I mean? Like, it has
don't
to
like
be.
That.
No, I don't like that because
oh,
it's,
yeah.
Know, so then it was that way, and so I had to turn the light off in the basement and then walk up the stairs. And, of course, you know, it's a basement, and it was night. And as I was walking up the stairs, I thought of that movie.
Really?
You that's normal.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good job trying to freak yourself out. Jay? I hated it so much that when we had our house built, I put the lights on the stairs.
Oh, yeah, those are great. That's
there,
smart.
So, I like that a lot more.
Yeah, I have that going upstairs.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You just dropped it off and ran, huh?
I sure did.
Why?
She was very nicely dressed.
She had like a summer dress on or something, you're saying?
A little bit less than that.
Kevin James.
Oh, no. Did you go to one of those coffee stands, Steve?
You directed me there.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Okie dokie, Kevin.
All right, here we go. Dear Jay and Kevin, I had an interesting conversation with my sister the other day. Mm-hmm. I mentioned I was going to get a massage and said, yeah, the guy who is doing my massage today is very strong. It's that hurt so good type of thing. And she was like, you get a massage from a man? And I was like, yeah, why not? And she said, well, it just doesn't, I don't like having a massage from a man. We then had dinner a couple days later with her and her husband. And she brought it up to my husband and said, I think it's cool that you don't care that your wife gets a massage from that hot guy at the spa. My husband, by the way, is clueless about that stuff and never asks. He just wants to know how much it's going to cost.
Huh.
He was like, wait, you get a massage from a hot guy? I'm not a huge fan of that. Needless to say, it turned into a conversation where everyone agreed that it wasn't really cool to get a massage from the opposite sex, except for me. So I ask, is getting a massage from the opposite sex not common? I was surprised to hear how everyone felt about it. That is from Heather.
509-441-0999 is the Runge Furniture Studio line to call or text. What do you say, Steve?
Oh, well, I'm a big massage kind of guy.
I bet you.
Seems like you would love
the
that.
The thought of it must drive you crazy, right?
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Jeez.
Have you ever had a massage?
Professionally done? No.
Okay.
Unprofessionally?
I don't know what that means. But
I don't know. I like a good back scratch. But a massage? I don't know.
Okay.
Why? What's wrong? What's wrong?
You would like it when like someone call it like ice skating your back, where you take your nails and you go around skate your back.
Ice skating, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Mm,
that's nice.
Hmm.
Anyway.
I don't know. That's the thing.
I would say, I feel like whenever I see a TV show or a movie, it's always like a man giving a woman a massage or a woman giving a man a massage.
I mean, it's only weird if you make it weird.
Right. I think that's true. Now, what I was going to say about this letter is, I think where it went wrong was someone putting the word hot guy in there.
Mm. Yes, I was going to say that.
Because then they sexualized it, right?
You're judging them,
yeah, like it became, well, he's a hot guy. Well, of course the husband's going to be like, what? The hot guy? You know, and
sounds
his
like
wife,
he might need to pay more attention.
His wife didn't say that, you know?
Right.
But the sister did.
Yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't like, and I understand that some people maybe aren't comfortable with it. That's totally makes sense.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Some people, you know, they aren't comfortable with a male doctor.
Sure.
You know, like it's a male OBGYN. Like sometimes, you know, I just want a female. That's totally fine. I get that. That makes sense.
For sure.
I will say that there are people saying, listen, this is no different than a doctor or, you know, physical therapist, x-ray tech.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? You have them do that.
I see what they're saying. Yeah.
I do too. Now, I will say, usually the OBGYN session is not 90 minutes. Hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they spend 90 minutes
of touching.
No, I think it's just, I think you're just only weird if you make it weird.
Yeah, there is a lot of physical touch, obviously, with a massage. And there's obviously some things that go along with it where, yeah, maybe people have preconceived notions in their head.
Because they watch movies?
Right, movies. Or maybe you give your wife a massage, and when you give your wife a massage, you're thinking, well, you know, hey, babe.
No, Kevin, why don't you explain it to me?
No, I'm not going to explain it on the radio because Steve's listening.
Thank you.
Can you explain it in great detail?
The man who barely wants a back scratch.
I like this.
I do like a good back scratch.
A few of my friends
duly noted. We have back scratchers here in the building. And those aren't people that just walk around and do it. They're pieces of wood. Hey, you want one of these?
Hey, look, I've got an extra one right here, Steve.
All right, I might take that.
Yeah, Steve, they're great. Don't say no to it.
Look at this right here.
You know, what's weird is I see people do this here, too, but I've seen people do it at other places where they lean up against a door and they, like, rub their back up and down against the door frame. To scratch their back?
Yeah, like a bear.
Yeah. Is that a common thing? I've seen many people do this.
Kevin, is that a common thing? I don't know
if it's common, but I mean, I think it can happen.
There's
from
a
time
spot
to time.
You can't reach there. That's the
whole
thing.
Yeah, I mean, I do it.
Okay. I just found it odd when I saw it the first time, but then I've seen many people do it afterwards.
Here at the building?
Well, in many different settings.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is this a problem here exclusively to the KXLY building?
Well, I mean,
the news anchors are down there, you know?
Yeah. Can you reach everything on your back, though?
Well, no, but I mean, if it itches, sometimes you just got to fight through it.
No. Why? Why when there's a wall that can scratch it or a door jam?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just find it odd. I'm talking to someone and all of a sudden they start, rubbing their back against a door.
Huh.
You know what you should do then? You should say, hey, can I get that for you?
Would that be weird?
Yeah. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Yeah. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Roy said a big spoke. He's a cheddar brat, a.k.a. Squirty Dog.
Kevin James.
A.k.a. Squirty Dog?
Yeah.
I've never heard that, but that's awesome. Yeah. Squirty Dog is my favorite new term for
a cheddar brat.
A cheddar brat.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All righty then. And don't forget, we'll play Beat the Show coming up at 8:20 this morning. And it's your chance to win some Dutch Bros. And we also have a chance for you later on this morning to qualify again for the prize today for the month of May. And today's prize is Chris Stapleton tickets at T-Mobile Park. All righty, yeah. Fellas, let's do it.
Take it or leave it.
Little round of take it or leave it. Who wants to start?
I mean, whoever. I just want Steve to read them all to
Steve,
us. How about that?
Take it or leave it. Let's hear it.
Oh, right. We say it like this. Let's make it all announcery. No?
That's not right? I think we're good.
All right. Take it or leave it.
Announcery.
That was an announcery.
I like that, yeah.
Take it or leave it. A Grandma McFlurry, which was what we had yesterday.
Oh, that was the thing was awesome. Test. I take it all the time. Are you kidding me? That was a pleasant surprise about how good it was.
A new
it was
treat
very good.
From McDonald's. Yeah.
Again,
yeah,
ice
take
cream
it for me as well.
What was also what was it? Chunks of candy, which and then
syrup,
and then like a
syrup
butterscotch. It was really good. I liked it a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't melt by the time I got here, which was pretty good.
That was impressive
for the most part.
It was also 40 degrees yesterday, but it's still fine.
Okay.
I mean, I just side note.
Are you taking it or leaving it, Steve?
I would take it.
Okay.
It was good.
Unanimous. I love it.
Especially when someone else is buying. Heated seats is our next one.
Heated seats in your vehicle, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Not like your office chair. I don't know if they offer that, but you probably could.
That would be fun, though. Take it or leave it.
100% take it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a take it as well. There are times where I have to shut it off.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Where I just am like, that's
absolutely,
too much.
Yeah.
I feel like my whole body's on fire right now.
It makes a lot of people feel like they have to
I've heard people who don't, Jay, who don't like it because of that exact thing.
Yeah, it feels like I peed my pants.
But I am a take it. What about you, Steve?
See, that is a problem.
Yeah, peeing your pants is a problem. Yes, that's correct.
Yes. Also, the shock of, like, you've done this to me, Kevin, where you put it on and I don't even realize that you do it. You touch the button.
Oh, that's very generous of you, Kevin.
I know.
I usually try to inform my passengers, but they're like, hey, turn the seat heater on. And I don't do that because I'm trying to get a thank you. I do that so they don't think something's wrong with their body.
Right. No, it's a surprise. All of a sudden you feel,
why
is it all of a sudden kind of warm?
Is it hot in here or is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, I turned your seat heater on.
Which one is better, the heater or the cooler?
I've never used the cooler.
Does it work
well? That's weird because you're a bottom sweater.
Mm-hmm. And I've never used it. And I know that my wife's vehicle has it. I mean, the truck doesn't. But I've never used it because I've always just, turn the air conditioner on. But I don't know, Kevin. That's weird. I remember one time accidentally turning it on in the winter. And I thought, why is it so cold in here? And then I realized, seat cooler's on.
I do think I like the cooler even more.
Really?
Because, especially, I don't know. This is what I always think of is when I'm really, really hot, like doing a wedding in the summer or something.
Right, yeah.
And I can go set in there, and it's almost not even the one that blows on your bottom, it's the one that blows on your back.
Wait, it blows on there? It doesn't cool the seat?
Well, yeah. I mean, it blows the air out of the seat.
Wait, that's how that works?
I don't know. I'm assuming so, yeah. It pushes air through it.
Or leave it.
I don't think it I don't think it blows air. Does it blow air?
It's circulating air of some sort, right?
I don't think so. I never thought that that's what it did. I thought it literally just the same thing that heats then cools, which is not air.
Maybe that's it. But you can turn it up, though. You can turn like a fan on.
I don't know.
No, this might be a Cadillac.
It might blow air. I don't know.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I've never used it, but I'm 100% taking the seat heater.
Fair enough.
All right, Steve.
Take it or leave it. Other meat instead of beef. So
such,
not chicken. You're saying.
Oh, you mean like game? Because it says bison, moose, exotic. Would they consider that exotic meat?
I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Big game meat. It is getting more and more popular, I feel like, at restaurants.
Is it healthier? Is that what it is? Or is
some
it...
of it is, yeah. Okay. They say some of it's real lean, I think.
Okay.
I think moose is real lean, if I remember right. I've had moose, and it's delicious.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I had bison the other day in my taco salad when we went to dinner with you guys.
You did? Oh, okay. I did not realize
it came that way. I didn't. I mean, I didn't request it.
I forgot about that.
Well, I sure would like a bison taco salad tonight.
But that is what you got, Jay. I have had their bison meatloaf there.
Oh, okay.
Two thumbs up.
Really nice.
Very good. So I'm gonna have to say take it.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I mean, again, not a, probably a preference, but I would still take it. So take it. It is.
Was it a completely different taste, or
it was different? Yeah.
Okay, so you noticed?
I did.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I would have been one of those where I'm like, why does that taste different? Had I not seen that it was bison beef?
Sure.
Bison okay. beef? Did they say that? Kevin, they bison say a lot of those are fan operated. Those seats.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, they blow, according to this person.
All right. Yeah, because you can kind of feel, and I think maybe that's why I like it better, is that it just really blows on your back, and it feels pretty good. If you pull your shirt up, too, and just go skin to seat, it really can cool you down fast.
Wow. Isn't that something?
I've been desperate.
Skin to seat.
Skin to seat. You've done it, Steve. I'm sure you probably drive around topless quite a bit.
Yeah.
Seemed like the guy that'd be, I feel like on a hot day, Steve is windows down, shirt off guy while driving.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
you think that's perfect for him?
Doing the thing that all the cool guys do now where they tuck their t-shirt in their back pocket.
Uh-huh. Or even around. In their, like, belt or something. Yeah, that just hangs out the back.
Mm. Yeah, the hanging it in the back pocket. I mean, right now, the look, apparently, for the the cool cowboy. You know, let's just say Montana boys.
Okay.
Because they started.
Montana boys with their shirts off, you're saying?
Yeah, I just feel like they always...
They but started.
Are you Google searching that, or what are you doing?
The handkerchief in the back pocket is a thing.
That's, okay, yeah, style.
That's the look for the country.
I got it.
If you want to be a good-looking
country
boy.
So if you
boy.
See the first hot day that we have, and you see a guy just driving down the street, shirt off, and then he gets off to get, like, I don't know, a drink or gas or something, and he's got his shirt off and his glasses and his hair kind of sticking straight up on top, that's probably producer Steve.
Why you got to bring the headphones into this?
I didn't bring headphones.
Oh,
I saw
you mean
hair.
Your hair is sticking up because of your headphones. I was like, what?
Yeah. Are we having another intervention right now?
No, it's fine. I just, if one of these days you're going to learn how to put your headphones on so that it doesn't make your hair stand straight up on end.
Well, clearly it's not fine if we're talking about it right now.
Steve.
Everybody who sees Steve, because it sticks straight up on the top right now.
I don't know how he does it.
I don't know how he does it either.
Like, I mean, my hair gets screwed up from my headphones every
sure,
day.
You get a dent in your head. That makes sense.
Head.
Yeah.
But he must put it on and then
he goes
pull
like
his
this,
headphones
Kevin.
Forward
he goes
or something.
Like that.
He pulls them
on,
back?
He pulls them back so that when they go on, it goes against the grain and his hair stands straight up.
Okay,
and,
you got to just
everybody,
drop him down, Steve.
Everybody does the same thing when they see him. They're like, oh,
your hair's sticking up.
Sticking up.
This is why we can't have nice things.
The Big